How much more will the world change? It's 2023 now, April, and just seen a video, Muswell Hill, 1959. That was about 80 years ago. About 60 years ago. 64 to be exact. So in the last 64 years, let's just say it was 1960, right? 1959. So 1959 to 2023, okay, that's 64 years. So how much has the world changed in between that time? Quite a lot. Like, so much. How much more can the world change? Flying cars. What else? You know? You know Coachella, this thing that I've seen? They've had, like, illuminated holograms rapping on stage, like Tupac. And I would love to see Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Bob Marley, you know? All the greats, Frank Sinatra, David Bowie, you know? Prince, oh my God, that'd be incredible. So many more, MF Doom. Anyway, how much more will the world change? How much more can it change? I mean, I know it can change a whole lot more, but I just can't. I'm thinking about what would the changes look like. That's what my sort of thing is, you know? Because we've got to such a advanced level in technology so far. I'm literally podcasting off of my phone on an app, right? Would I be able to invite an audience from different parts of the world into my home from a screen, like a large projector screen? That's possible already, you know? I mean, how much more will the interactivity be? I know, like, when people play games online, they can, like, chat and maybe, and even speak. And you can probably see a video of them of when they're playing these games, you know, like Bobby Lee does it all the time. And Eric Griffin and Discord, is it? Yeah, Discord or whatever their sort of PS1, Xbox or PS1. How old is that? PlayStation 20 or Xbox 9 million, whatever, you know, it is at the moment and what it can be in the future. You can do that, you know. So, how much more will it change? Like, things that haven't changed over the years in a hugely dramatic way are things like moisturizing cream. Just got one here. It's coconut, cocoa butter. And, well, yeah, it has changed because it's fragrance-free now for sensitive skin. And 48-hour moisture, hypoallergenic, dermatologist recommended. But it's always said smooths, marks, and tones skin. You know, smooths marks on your body and tones your skin. So that's always been there, you know. But, like, it's got vitamin E. Did it always have vitamin E? You know, it didn't always have fragrance-free or sensitive skin written on it. The hanger hasn't changed much. The clothes hanger. Maybe it might have some padding around it, different colours, but it's always essentially been a metal piece of wire bent in a certain, shaped in a certain shape, and you hang your clothes on it. Like, a clothes rail doesn't seem to have changed much. Yeah, it can be more sheesh, more zhuzhi, more boutique, is what I meant to say. Sheesh, handrail, you know, she's clothing rail. Anyway, the armchair, you know, still got four legs. A door pretty much is the same. You know, you might have, like, anyway, you get it. The mirror, like, you're just gonna add decorations around it and the shape of it, but it reflects back, you know. So how much more can the world change, and what other things will be in the next 60 years of the world, you know? If I'm alive in 60 years, I'll be pretty old, you know? 80 plus, at least. So that's my question. And yeah, if you look on YouTube, you'll see old videos and in colour and maybe even in black and white of, you know, just a local area or maybe your childhood place growing up or where you are currently now in the world, you know. And it's interesting to see how the buses were, the people were, what they were doing, how they were dressed, you know. Fashion will hugely change between now and this 60 years time. So in 60 years time, it will be 2083. That's right. 2083. That's mad. That's mad. It's almost going to be the year 2100. Like how the fashion has already changed. From 60 years ago, people don't dress like how they did in those days, you know, in the 60s and 70s. However, there are some types of fashion sense still going around, you know, going around right now, you know. But it's all in waves. Fashion moves in waves and in trends and seasons, as you know, as we all know. And yeah, like there's a whole scene of people that dress very 90s. So like huge basketball tops and jackets and stuff like that. And it's called retro, you know, retro. And yeah, they have retro boutiques and they've made a whole thing out of it. There's like a market for it. Retro gaming, that's a big thing, of course. 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, games, Street Fighter, like Mario, like Sonic, there's loads of things, you know. So, yeah, can you imagine how it would look? What do you imagine when you think about the next 60 years and or in 60 years' time from now, 2023, April? Yeah. All we have is now. All there is now. But the past exists in like documentation, you know, camera, film, written, song, etc. And the future hasn't happened or arrived yet, and yeah, at this moment here now is what is always. Anyway, gotta go. Hope you're well. Live blessed. You are one.